Now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
There are three things about Vistaprint business cards. Which do you think is true? One, our business cards are now edible. Two, our business cards now come with sound effects. Three, our business cards now ship for free. Yep, it's three. All Vistaprint business cards now ship free. And that goes for any style and quantity. You pick the style, the shape, and the paper. The result is a card you're proud to hand out. So visit Vistaprint.com for free shipping on all business cards in any style and any quantity. Just use promo code 6868. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6868.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Sinex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Sinex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Sinex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
And we welcome you to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Well, tough way for the Mountain Home to wrap up the regular season as both teams end up getting swept by West Memphis tonight. The Bomber boys fall to the Blue Devils by a score of 46-39. Let's get our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game. And I'm going to go with Matt Jones tonight. He was a bright spot for the Bombers with 20 points this evening. Also, 15 on the night for Wyatt Gilbert and 2 each for Satch Harris and Dawson Tabor. One player in double figures for West Memphis, that was Chris Moore with 17 points. So, you know, he's going to be an impressive player next year when he plays his college ball at Auburn University down in the SEC. 5 points each for Deion Williams, Kylan Sykes, Emmanuel Horde, and Jordan Mitchell. 4 on the night for Tremaine Sims, 2 each for Jalen Lewis and Xavier Warren, and 1 point on the night for Kyron Hazley. Mountain Home ended up with 10 turnovers on the night. West Memphis had 8 this evening, so did both teams fairly even as far as taking care of the ball. This game had 2 ties and 4 lead changes, but West Memphis had built a double-digit lead in the second half, and it was just a little too far for Mountain Home to overcome. Although they did cut it to a one-possession game, just couldn't get over the hump. And with the loss, Mountain Home's going to end up in a tie for 5th place in the 5A East. They finished the season at 15-12 overall, 6-8 in conference play. West Memphis is going to end up as the outright 5A East Conference champions. They are 23-4 overall, 13-1 in the league. So again, Mountain Home boys will finish the season. They are not going to be going to the state tournament after this 7-point loss is it. For the Bomber boys, and particularly for their seniors who will not be donning the Bomber blue again. But wanted to thank all of them for a great season. It was a lot of fun to be able to be on the mic for them. And for the players that will be back next year, can't wait to see them then. As for the Lady Bombers, they fall to West Memphis tonight by a score of 44-30, but they are not done. They ended up in a tie for third place in the 5A East. Jonesboro won the tiebreaker for the 3 seed. Mountain Home, it will be the 4 seed going into the Class 5A state tournament. So, again, the Lady Bombers' first game in the state tournament will be Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, the very first game of the entire tournament. The Lady Bombers will be paired with Valonia. We'd love to see you out there, although it's going to be a long trip, and some of you probably are working during that time of the day. So if you can't make it, we'll have the broadcast for you right here, so be sure you tune in. So again, Mount Home gets swept by West Memphis. That's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. So I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Lair Arena in West Memphis.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, and Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Lock and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Again, congratulations to both Bomber teams for a well-played season. and a good year to the Bomber boys. They really tried hard, and although the girls aren't quite done with the season just yet, as Matt said, be sure to catch our next broadcast that's going to come to you this Tuesday, set for 1 p.m. as they go to Russellville to compete for the fourth seed spot in the state tournament. Once again, this has been Bomber Basketball, and if you've missed any part of this broadcast or want to revisit a game, go to our website at ktlo.com and click on Bomber Sports under podcast. Once again, I'm Joe Shipman saying good night.